This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a big fancy party in Washington, D.C. this week, the ceremonial premiere of the fourth season of House of Cards. It drops for mere mortals like you and me in a week or two, and come on, you know it's going to be all buzzy at the office, right? What's not going to be getting any buzz is what the show's ratings are. In fact, we don't get numbers for any of the offerings that Netflix provides, just because. Jason Mattel is a professor of film and media at Middlebury College in Vermont. He wrote about Netflix and its mystery numbers in The Atlantic today. Jason, welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
The question has always been, why doesn't Netflix release its ratings? And you're basically positing here that we're asking the wrong question, right?
Yeah. Netflix is in a very different business model than broadcasters or cable television. Netflix doesn't sell ads. They are actually not even selling programs. They are selling subscriptions. So for subscribers, Netflix itself is the commodity.
They're selling buzz, basically, right? They're selling peer pressure. They're selling water cooler conversation. They're selling, oh my God, did you see the new House of Cards?
Exactly. So what they want us to do is feel like we can't live without Netflix. It's FOMO, fear of missing out.
Huh. All right. So here's the thing. One has to assume that Netflix could release their numbers if they wanted to. They don't. It's a conscious choice. Are they manipulating us?
I wouldn't say they're manipulating us per se. I think what they're trying to do is to sell us a product. And again, the product is Netflix itself. And Netflix is working. I mean,
right,
subscriber
right, right.
numbers are growing really consistently and now globally.
Right. This drives regular broadcasters nuts. You point out in this piece that NBC spent a lot of time and money trying to figure out what Netflix's numbers are. You know, the head of FX basically said a couple of years ago, this is terrible.
Yeah. And it's I think a big part of it is a lot of traditional television companies feel like Netflix is competition, but they're not playing by the same rules. And it's true, they're not. But of course, they're not operating with the same profit margins and the same products itself. So I still think that broadcast television and even basic cable and some premium cable shows are far more popular than Netflix. And I think that these broadcasters want to be able to say that definitively.
Right. But you can imagine Reed Hastings at Netflix saying to traditional broadcasters when they complain about this, stop whining. Keep up.
Yeah. Hastings and Netflix itself is a tech company first. And I think for Netflix, one of their other main goals is to accumulate as much data as possible on its subscribers. Yeah. I mean, Netflix not only could release its ratings are far, far, far more accurate than what Nielsen provides. And I think that in some ways, if I were NBC, that would be my frustration, is I've spent decades wanting to know what viewers are doing. Netflix knows and won't tell us.
Okay, so prognosticate for me then. What can we, knowing what we think we know, about what Netflix knows, right? What can we tell about the future of Netflix in this environment?
My gut says that Netflix is not sustainable in the long term as a standalone streaming distributor. And they're really in this midpoint between technology firm and media firm. And most times if you try to merge these two industries, it doesn't work. So I think that this is the interesting point is, are they going to pivot toward a technology firm and merge with a company like Apple or Microsoft or the like? Or are they going to merge with a media firm and become, you know, a player in Hollywood and change their cultural climate?
Hmm. Jason Mattel is a professor of film and media culture at Middlebury College. His piece at TheAtlantic.com is called Why Netflix Doesn't Release Its Ratings. Here's a hint, because they don't have to. Jason, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kai.